All right, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. We have an awesome show for you tonight. So I want you to hold on because we'll be right back after these. But wait, first of all, we have Bright Cosmetics going to be on here with us tonight. Last week, we had Jackie Curry. We had, listen, and she talked about real estate. Got me with my eyes a little higher. And talking about buying a house instead of just renting, looking. So I'm excited about it because y'all know I love cosmetics, love makeup, love the whole glam. I am a girly girl. So we got a special guest for you tonight. So keep it right there. Share the show. Come on back. Come on back. Tell somebody, hey, we got things to do because this show is for us girly girls tonight. And for those that are trying to just find out what to do when it comes to this glam situation. All right, so we'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. And we have our guest, Brenda, with us today.
Hi, now, guys.
On purpose, I did not pronounce your last name because I don't know how to pronounce it. So I always, look, I will mess somebody's name up. So pronounce your last name for me.
So my last name is Newtall.
Okay, I was going to be right. Yeah.
It's not so hard.
I'm excited because I'm going to tell you right now, I am a glam girl. But before we get into all of that, I always like to give you opportunity to go ahead and introduce yourself, talk about your business, because I'm going to ask you, how did you get into this makeup business, you know? So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. So my name is Brenda, and I'm with Bright Cosmetics. And Bright Cosmetics stands for Beauty Right in the Essence. And we are located north of Houston. And a little bit about us, Beauty Right in the Essence stands for Bright. And we like to represent children with autism. And so everybody knows autistic children are very unique, different, and bright in their own way. So with that being said, that's how the name Bright Cosmetics came about. And so everything we do, we strive to like jump and give and jump back into the community with the autistic families and, you know, give to them, donate to people who serve the groups. And, you know, from there, that's how we like to serve the community a little bit. A little bit about me.
Uh-huh. A little bit about you.
So I started doing makeup back in 2010. I was just playing around, didn't know nothing about makeup, didn't like makeup, never wore it. I was in college, I had a roommate, and she was like, you should try putting on makeup. And I was like, not doing it. She was like, no, seriously, put it on. And I was like, nope. And so one day, she and the other roommates had a party, and she was like, oh, we're having a party tonight, come join. It was a makeup party. And she pulled out her kit, and she laid it out, and I was like, that looks like fun. So from that night forward, you know, I was a little sneaky. I would go to Mac counter and I'd be like, well, show me how to put this on. And what is this for? And where do this go? And how can I use this? And fast forward, I grew a passion in makeup. And everything that I do, you know, with my brand, perhaps, I donate back to the autism community. And I'll explain that a little bit more later down the line. But yeah.
So with the whole, that's crazy because you didn't even did it when you decided to, when you saw it, like you say, you saw it sneaking around, trying to, you know, what was it that did it for you that made you even, I mean, cause I know some folk today that still say I'm not doing makeup. I'm not going to wear makeup. You don't like me the way I am, you know, and all this. So what actually like was it that really?
I still don't really wear makeup. I wear makeup for important, like tonight I put makeup on because I want the world to see the brand and see how flawed the product is when it's applied. So I wear makeup, but my day to day, I do not wear makeup. I wear makeup for special events. I wear makeup for photo shoots, business events, networking, when I'm table vending and all of that. But on my day to day consists of me working at a trucking company. I better not wear makeup. So,
Do you have like clients, people that come to you to get their face done? Or you just, okay. Mm-hmm. So tell us about one of your makeovers. Have you done a makeover before?
Oh yeah, I have a whole bunch of them. Well, I can't show y'all, but So basically I open my office Monday through Friday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. for anybody who wants makeup services. And then Saturday we service the clients from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday by appointments only. But basically, you know, people book to get glam for a prom. I've done a wedding last month. You know, I'm getting back into doing regulars who travel to me. I was introduced to a client last weekend who wants me to be her makeup artist for her fit shows. And prior to COVID, I was doing bodybuilders, bikini girls, and all of that when I was traveling far out to do those. So I am really interested in getting back into that.
That sounds awesome because, you know, we have ladies that watch. And last week we had Jackie Curry. She was talking about Lavish Occasions. And when, you know, it was a lot of moments she said that she shared with us that were special moments. Do you have any special moments, any people that never wore makeup? Like you said, you know, wasn't into it, but when you introduced them to it, they... You know, did you have any like special type?
I do. I have a few clients. Like I had a lady, her name was I call her Mama because she's one of my coworkers' godmom, and that's what she goes by with everybody, right? And she lost her husband, and I guess she kind of lost herself. So I was like, hey, you should come over. Let me do your makeup. I was like, I want to use your complexion on my product. I want to make you feel like, when we get our face done, our nails done, our hair done, we're like, oh, girl. So, you know, you want to be like, okay, I'm feeling myself. And she sat in my chair and we laughed the whole time. We talked. And when I gave her the mirror, she looked at me. I said, are you ready? She was like, yeah. And she teared up. She cried. I was like, you ruined your makeup.
Wow.
So we had to fix it, but she cried and she told me, I was like, are those good tears? And she was like, yes. She was like, I feel alive right now. And I was like, don't make me cry. I don't want to cry right now. She was like, no, I feel alive. She said, no one's done this for me. She was like, after my husband died, I just like shut down. And she said, girl, you're going to make me go out and go find me another husband. I was like, hey, let's go.
Let's go, girl. And that's so awesome. I love to ask about moments like that because, you know, it. I want to help people change their perspective on different things. And when it comes to makeup, when it comes to glamming up, you know, it's a little girl inside. All of us love to say, let me give me some lipstick. Let me do a little extra. And like you said, she said, looked and said, I'm ready to, I feel due. I feel ready.
Yeah.
So that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I wanted to ask you too, in case y'all,
I see your friend. Hey, friend.
say hi, Penny. But I wanted to ask you about, and you say y'all y'all support autism, children with autism.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now I want to get into a little bit of that. Don't you have an event coming up?
I do. Thank you. So we are hosting an event called Bright Cosmetics presents Teddy Bears and Vision Boards. That is Sunday, December the 19th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we are raising teddy bears for all disabled children who will be spending the holidays at Texas Children, Tier Hospital, Shriners Hospital. And we actually have appointments on Monday the 20th to distribute all the teddy bears. And we're asking for people to come out to participate at the event to do vision boards so we can walk into 2020 with our visions already ready to go. And, you know, and we're also asking everybody to donate teddy bears. Even if you can't come and you just want to donate, we're taking donations. We have had an outpour of donations of teddy bears, stuffed animals, and we are excited about that.
I heard somebody say, and I didn't even know about what it was about, but one of the stores said they was out of teddy bears. They said somebody came in and cleaned out the teddy bears. And when I saw your flyer, I said, this is probably why all the teddy bears are gone.
Yeah, so again, like I stated, I'm in a trucking industry. And so, you know, I'm good friends with some of the owners at different trucking transportation companies. And, you know, they donated big to the industry. They was like, hey, I'm not gonna go. I'll give you the money to go, or you know, you do what you gotta do to get those kids those toys and all of that for Christmas. And so yeah, one of the stores I did clean up a shelf because I had to spend their money and give them their receipts to show that, you know, it went to good work, you know? And they were looking at me crazy. They were like, I had like two baskets full of teddy bears. They were like, lady,
We need some of those. But I'm pretty sure they wasn't gonna stop you.
No, they're not complaining. Money spent.
That's right. You know, that's just such a blessing. You know, this time of year, God just really moves on the heart of His people to just bless those that just really are overdue for a blessing. So I just wanted to say hats off to that. We will be posting a flyer on all of our social media, even on my personal page. We'll be posting it on, it's already posted on our Instagrams, it's already posted on our Twitters, it's already posted on our website, it's posted everywhere, okay? Because this is the season for us to support one another. Hopefully it'll trigger you to always be supporting. Come on, towards these efforts. If you, like she said, some of the truck drivers, they say, we not going to, you know, so here's the money. So if that's you, I'm going to let her share how you can give monetarily.
So if you're looking to give donations via money, you can send it to Cash App, $BRITE, Cosmetics. And you can go on our website at brightcosmetics.com. Or you can follow us on our Eventbrite page under Bright Cosmetics Presents Teddy Bears and Vision Boards. And you have the option to donate, buy a ticket to the event, or even participate in just donating teddy bears.
All right. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get into some makeup. Foundations. We'll talk about some eyeshadows. Cause she got a cold-blooded color palette. Baby, my daughter stole mine. I'm just gonna tell you the truth.
Yes. She liked it.
She loved it. She took off That's with it. Yes, she did. So after these messages, we will be right back.
Don't y'all hate when somebody be like, how's your little business going? Like, big energy, big business.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's me, JD, JD's Man Cave. We're having a show on educated black men or educated black. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. See y'all there.
Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we write and divide the word of truth. You can find my gospel song. Twitter. But you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, to keep up with us, also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. So remember, with God, all things are possible.
Visit the Wacky Crack Shop on Etsy.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. All right, now, I've been waiting on this. Now, I want to share that. I want to say hey to Sister Jackie Curry.
Hey to Jackie.
To my sis that's on. Listen, my sis right there, I love her. Yes. Oh, and my sis know how I love makeup, so she know this my show right here. Now I'm gonna just get quiet. I wanna just hear you talk makeup. Just talk to us.
What so we talking all these Bright Cosmetics tonight, you guys. So first and foremost, I wanna introduce my newest palette. It's my new palette. And you guys can kind of just see that. And that's my nude. And I'm going to open up so you guys can get the view of the inside. This is a mirror palette. And it has 9 colors. And so this is our newest palette. And this is for the guys that don't like color. You want an everyday palette. You want to just put a little shimmer on with your finger, with your brushes, however you put your makeup on. If that's what you want, we got that here. These eyeshadows, we have a mix of chrome colors. We have a mix of, we have a joiner. Hi.
Hi.
We have a mix of matte colors. We have a mix of glitters. And we also have a little chrome going on in that palette. And that's, again, for all the people who like the nude colors and afraid of the bold colors. Now, this is your palette, the Papa Bright palette. This is the palette that your daughter stole, right?
Yes,
and
it
this
is
a variety of colors. This have your naturals versus your colors. And this is more for the people who's not afraid of color.
Yeah.
These colors are very vibrant. They are bold and they're beautiful. They go on like butter. I don't know if you can see that. Can y'all see that? Well, maybe not. Can y'all see this? See how vibrant that color is? And that's just a blue.
Oh,
okay. And then I'll give y'all a gold. So if you interested in gold colors, kind of see that one just a little bit right next to it. My light might be too bright for y'all, but there it goes. You know, just a little swatches from here and there from that. But then that's my Piper Bright palette. For those who is interested in planning color, you know, this is a one-stop shop. You have all colors. It's 30 colors and it's mixed. All of our palettes are, you know, vegan free. Well, they vegan friendly, perhaps. And, you know, they're cruelty free.
Oh.
Then you have a confetti palette. My confetti palette is strictly multicolors. It's a little bit dark and a little bit bold. And you guys can see that. And I really love this color because if you know how to blend your colors down, every color you need to blend down is right here. And again, that's my confetti palette. Do y'all have any questions about like palettes and what y'all like to mix with y'all palettes and when y'all apply your eyeshadows?
Let's see. No questions right now.
No.
No,
so we're going to go into the lips. We offer matte.
Oh,
lips.
I got a question. Let me, I got a question. Okay. So, we're talking about eyeshadows or what?
Eyeshadows.
Okay. So it's different ways to apply the eyeshadow, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because some people have a hard time with eyeshadow. What goes here? What goes in the middle? What goes on? You know, how to cover that lid?
So it depends on how you start your face. When I do my faces, I start from eyebrows and then the lid. Some people start face and then the eyebrows are last. So when I do mine, I like to create my eyebrow. I like to clean it up with the concealer. I like to blend down my concealer and then add a eyeshadow base. And you can use any type of base. You can use a pomegranate base, like MAC have like the little pomegranates. You can use like the liquid bases that come in multi colors. It all depends on what color you're trying to go with. And most of the time, I don't want to talk like too mature for some that don't understand. But, you know, when you're like very like advanced in makeup, a lot of times you put the base on and people start with the darkest color and then blend out with a little lighter color. And then they go into cutting a crease or just like blending in the actual eyeshadow.
Okay.
But for newbies, I would recommend getting you like, if you want more of a natural look, get you a like natural closest to your skin complexion. And, you know, try working in with your dark browns, your lighter browns, and then go with your champagne colors, your light gold colors and like that. And then work your way up to like the more defined colors.
Okay. All right. What's next?
So we're going to talk lips. I have a couple of lip products. Okay. I don't have all of them present, but I'm going to show a couple of the favorites. This one is called Wild Side, and this is our new color. It's a red color. It's very bold. It's very pigmented, and it's brand new to the line. And I'm going to show you guys how beautiful this bad boy is. Can y'all see that? That's the red one. This dries matte. It's long lasting. You can wear it with either gloss or you can leave it matte. And then we have a new color that we re-brought back out because it sold out several times. And the customers really, really like this one. So this one is a new. And she's very pretty. She can be mixed with a lot of our, and you can kind of see how she blends in with my skin complexion just a little bit. I don't know if you guys can see it, and I apologize because that light is like hitting against it, but you can see it definitely. And that too is also a matte dryable one. You can wear it with clear gloss to make it pop a little bit. You can wear it with a little brown liner. You can put it in between any type of browns, blues, pinks, purples to make it pop to get your two-tone complexion. How many of y'all like two-tone lips? Because I'm telling you guys, that color there makes a two-tone lip amazing.
I love two-tone. That's
me. Yeah.
That is me, two-tone.
Okay. You rocking one tonight? It looks a little bit like a little red and black. Yeah. I see you, sis. And then this is a rustic color. I don't know if you can see that one, but
this is my rustic color.
It's very beautiful on.
Oh, and she too dries.
And, you know, a lot of these are colors that, you know, the fan favorites, a lot of the customers wear it. A lot of customers buy it over and over, and we get good reviews. So that's what I'm showing you guys, some of the favorites. I don't have all of the colored ones. We do service pink. We do service purple. We have another red that's not so bold. It's more of a settled red. And we have like maroon colors, which are my favorite. Wines and maroon colors are definitely my favorite. So we have those. I also want to talk to you guys. How many of y'all like a good highlighter? Because I like a good highlighter. I don't want to look like I'm sparkling like Twinkle Bell, but I do like a good highlighter, okay? Because
yes.
We offer highlighters. We have a gold highlighter called Amber Glow. And then we also have a soft glow one. And, you know, they come in these pretty compact. They come with sponges and a mirror. And, you know, they're easy to store and travel with. So these are really good products to have with you, especially when you need to touch up your hair, your makeup. And you're like, oh, gotta go. Let me put that back in my purse and jump out the car. So these are actually good. I actually have one on, if you can kind of see. Here, I have just a little bit on, not too much, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the highlighters are good. And with the highlighters, you can highlight your cheekbones, you can highlight under your eyebrows. Some people go as far as highlighting above their eyebrows, middle of their forehead. I don't do all of that. We also offer makeup brushes. So if you buy some of our palettes, we have good makeup brushes. We have eyeshadow brushes. We have blending brushes. We have concealer brushes. We have beauty blenders. And just to show you guys a few of our brushes, this is one of my blending brushes here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a blending brush. Here's one of my larger concealer brushes, and you can kind of see, like, the equipment. And it's very, like, good.
Yeah.
And then we have a smaller one. And again, with these brushes, you guys, you know the ladies that like to bake? This is your good baking brush. Go in and tap all under there to, like, clear it up a little bit without having to do too much, without having to wipe all your extra product off. You can tap. You can even use our nice beauty blenders. I have beauty blenders, you guys. We have the egg-shaped ones. And this is a collection. We have a new one, and we have a brown one. So these come in a collection. And then we also have a black and maroon one that is full egged on. And it's easy to actually wash. And when you wash them, they enlarge. When you dry, they come back to this normal size. So, you guys, I've been testing these sponges. I wash them. I get them dirty on purpose. I wash them. And I want to see the wear and tear of them. And we have created a nice sponge that does not tear easily. And that is very exciting. So if you're in the market for new sponges, new brushes, these are the products to utilize, because the wear and tear on them are slim to none. And you don't shed brushes. The brushes don't shed. And, you know, they are very good with the product.
Awesome. Awesome. When we get into foundation.
I can talk about foundation, but my company does not sell foundation.
Okay, because
we don't sell foundation because it's too risky. And I don't want to get sued by anybody. I don't want nobody to break out because, you know, when you have, it's a lot of skin complexions out there. And, you know, when I service it, I want to service it to a lot of sensitive skins, and I want to make sure that everybody gets the need that they want. And to me right now, that's a lot. And so I didn't want to pursue that side. So we stick with the lips, the highlighters, the eyeshadows. We have brushes. We have blushes. We have small glosses. We have lip pencils, but not concealer. I mean, foundation.
Foundation. Okay. Okay. Well, we still got the information we need to highlight to look. Now, let's see. I'm trying to think of any other.
So I will tell you guys this. Rolling into the new year, I'm going to start offering Best Friend and Me makeup courses. And with that being said, it's you and your best friend buy a ticket together, and you guys are each other's models.
Awesome.
That way you can learn like one-on-one instead of having just a one-on-one with me and I'm showing you. No, you're going to have a one-on-one with me, and you're going to have people applying the makeup, also learning. And then on the flip side, I am going to have them change it up and do one with you. So if you want to learn eyeshadow, how to apply your eyeshadow, that's what you do with your best friend. And if she want to learn how to do conceal and all of that stuff, she can do that with you, or one can do it all. Whichever way you decide to set it up. But we will be rolling out classes, one-on-one classes, tutorials, all of that good stuff in 2020.
Sounds good. And we can keep up with that on your website.
Correct. It will be on the website. That will be on the website.
So are you, you're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And we are getting into TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're TikTok. Getting into TikTok.
TikTok, TikTok, baby. Yeah. I'm so happy that you came on to spend time with us, teach us something, you know, because some of, I'm telling y'all, when I first started out with makeup, baby. Jesus. I look back at some of them pictures and be like, girl, you was trying, wasn't you?
I had a friend on Facebook the other day. She said, none of y'all my friends. My mama was my own friend. She told me to take that off. I laughed so hard. That was so funny to me.
My daughter got into makeup young, and a lot of people need to stop her from using makeup. They were saying that she was too young, but now she's like, she's so brilliant with it. Till, you know, you just never know where the gift is, you know, when it comes to us being girly girls. So since you've been doing makeup, have you found it fulfilling? Is it something that has changed your life? Talk to us a little bit about that.
I wouldn't say it changed my life, but I would say I enjoy doing it. I'm off and on, but because I have a new office space and I know that I had a goal on why I got it, because I wanted to display my makeup a little bit more and I wanted to be in a more, you know, professional setting when I did my makeup, and I wanted to be able to have a place that is just for makeup. I went ahead and I'm putting my effort into this is my business and I am running with it. I'm taking X, Y, and Z. I'm going to keep going, because at first I will start and then I'm like, I don't want to do that no more. I'm stopping. And then people be like, why you don't do makeup no more? You really good at it. Like, why are you not doing this? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not encouraged. But now since I've gotten this office, I'm like, bam, 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 bam. I took my feet on the ground, took off running, didn't stop. And so, like, I'm really excited that I had the opportunity to get the space, because I was talking right, and we actually got it during the COVID pandemic, actually. And I was like, okay, I want to get a space where I can have to, like, you know, make it more professional. I want to make sure that it's not coming out my address, my personal address no more. And so I went from that to getting a little space, and I set up, and now I'm back in the swing of, okay, I think I want to get my clients back up. So now I've been booking on weekends, left and right. I've been, like, promoting myself more and, you know, stepping out on faith. You know, who knows what the future holds with Bright Cosmetics, but we are going to get across each line with specific goals, and we are not stopping.
I like that. And I like how you say you set goals, you made decisions, and you stuck, you know, running with it. A lot of ladies are, you know, in business, you know, since COVID hit. A lot of women went into business, you know, and I think that that's why I got in, you know, put it on my heart to invite business, Black women, business on the show, so that they could hear that testimony you just gave. Right. You know, sometimes we stop. That's just the truth. But I believe as long as you get in there, I don't care how, it's not about how fast you do it. It's about you making some type of move towards your goal. You know, a little bit, even if it's a little bit every day, but something towards your goal. I've enjoyed you on the show today. And
thank you.
We got to find out where you are.
So I am located, I am on the north side of Houston. I'm in between 249 and 45. Okay. So I'm in a Willowbrook area as far as my office.
Okay.
So I haven't started back traveling doing makeup yet, because I want to keep clientele within the office. Mm-hmm. So and it makes a lot more sense to keep it within the office. The only thing I'm going to travel for is makeup for weddings and for bodybuilders at their competitions, because they are always farther out.
Yeah. I was just about to ask you, you know, because, you know, Tiffany is not on here tonight, but she's been gathering folks for her wedding. So I was hoping she was on here tonight, so she know who to do, you know, get her glow on. So again, we want you to visit the site. Her site is in the comments. And it's also on the screen. Make sure you get in contact with her. Do you want us to share your phone number? You want to share your phone
number? Yeah, you can share it. You can share it, most definitely.
Okay. So you will contact her at 832-291-2059. Okay. You heard something tonight. She says she's getting ready for best friend classes. Amen. because you know your best friend will tell you the truth, you come out that house looking busted up, okay? So go to the class. Yeah, go to the class together and stop talking about each other. Go to the class together and get it together, okay? So again, thank you for coming on the show tonight. I really enjoyed you coming on. When you get new products, I want you to let me know, and because I want to bring you back on, you know, mm-hmm. and just keep the women refreshed on what you have going on. When the best friend thing, I want you to come back on so we can talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you for coming. Is there anything else? Share the outreach again. Share that.
Okay.
Again.
So you guys, again, December the 19th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we are hosting Bright Cosmetic Present Teddy Bears and Vision Boards. And that event is to come out and walk into your 2020 on your vision board that night. And we're raising teddy bears. So each teddy bear that you donate, whether it's monetary or if it's a full donation of bears or if it's you bringing a bear, we are accepting those. All teddy bears that are just being donated to Bright Cosmetics will be collected all the way up until the 17th. Everybody else have up until the date of the actual event, and you can bring your teddy bears or whatever else you want to support. And with that being said, we would like to invite you guys to join us by Eventbrite. Again, that's $Bright, B-R-I-T-E, Cosmetics on Cash App. You can also go to www.brightcosmetics.com and visit our tab that says events and click on teddy bears and vision boards event, and you can pick and pay on the website as well.
All right. Come on, y'all. It's the season for giving, which it should be every season, but hey, it's the season.
And you know what? We actually do give every season. April is Autism Awareness Month, and we're going to be lighting the city up blue because we're going to ride for autism this year. We're going to get together with this local bike place in Midtown area. And everybody is welcome to come buy tickets, donate to the autistic community. And this year, we want to send money to Morgan's Wonderland or even Camp for All. And these places help the children and families have fun activities planned at a zero cost to each of those families and friends. And these are things that they don't have much of. And Morgan's Wonderland, me and my daughter, we stay and Morgan's Wonderland. She has autism. And Morgan's Wonderland is the astral world for us, okay? And when she sees it, she lights up. So again, we want to make donations to both of those on the behalf of everybody who helped participate by buying tickets, t-shirts, souvenirs, anything that we have for sale in the month of April. But until then, we're going to keep you guys seated with teddy bears and vision boards on December the 19th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. The address is only disclosed to those that purchase tickets.
Okay. All right. Well, we've had a good show. You know, y'all participate, donate, do whatever you can, okay? Because that is a community that needs our love and needs our attention. But most of all, needs your donations. Okay?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Remember, go bright, go bold, you guys, and donate them teddy bears.
Love y'all. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Shout out to Bridget, Alicia, Nikki, Jackie, Tiff. We missed you tonight. We love you all. See you next week. We have an awesome guest next week. Oh, she's a paparazzi.
Oh, go girl.
Yes. So, look, December is a blessing to me. Come on. So we love y'all. And again, remember to love on one another, not just for this season, but year around. You never know when God's going to call somebody home. God Most bless definitely. You.
You have a great evening, you guys.
Holding on. Better believe